This message provides important information about the Zion National Park Tunnel and Zion Canyon Scenic Drive Shuttle. The east entrance of Zion National Park is located approximately 12 miles west on State Route 9. There is a $35 fee per vehicle or family to enter or pass through Zion. This fee will allow you entrance into the park through the pedestrian and vehicle entrance stations for up to 7 days. Approximately 6 miles past the east entrance of Zion National Park, you must pass through a 1 mile tunnel that has vehicle size restrictions. All vehicles that are 7 feet 10 inches wide or wider, or 11 feet 4 inches high or higher, will require one-way traffic control to pass through the Zion Mount Carmel Tunnel. There is an additional $15 charge for the one-way traffic control service, which is available from 8 o'clock a.m. till 8 p.m. daily. All vehicles should expect a 10 to 15-minute delay at the tunnel. The following vehicles are prohibited from driving through Zion National Park on State Route 9. Any vehicle that is 13 feet 1 inch tall or taller, or combined vehicles that are 50 feet in length or longer, cannot travel through the tunnel and steep switchbacks that are located within the park. Zion National Park anticipates July 2nd through 4th, 2021 will be an extremely busy weekend as our nation celebrates the anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Visitors should expect vehicle and pedestrian congestion and high temperatures. The town of Springdale will be hosting a parade on Saturday, July 3rd, and traffic will be stopped from 9 a.m. Mountain Time until 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time. Visitors should expect traffic delays and congestion. Parking inside Zion National Park is limited, and all parking lots are completely full early in the day. To avoid parking hassles, it's easiest to park in the town of Springdale and ride the free Springdale shuttle to the visitor center. Look for the parking signs throughout the town or park along the main road. If you are staying at a lodge or motel, leave your car there and ride the free town shuttle to the park. Pets are not allowed on the shuttle, but pet boarding is available in the nearby towns of Rockville and Hurricane. The park shuttle system operates from March through November. There are two shuttle loops. The Springdale Loop transports visitors between the towns of Springdale and the Zion Canyon Visitor Center. The Canyon Loop connects the visitor center to stops along the 6-mile Zion Canyon Scenic Drive. The Scenic Drive is the only road in Zion National Park that requires riding the shuttle. Park maps are available at the visitor center plaza and trailheads. Take the map with you as you visit the park, as it has all the information that you need. Please read the information on hiking trails carefully so that you can choose the best trail for your abilities. Remember to take plenty of water with you on all hikes, as temperatures in Zion can often reach between 80 and 100 degrees Fahrenheit. The Visitor Center, the place to plan your visit, is located 13 miles into the park from the east entrance. The Visitor Center Plaza is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. Watchman and South Campgrounds are on a reservation system. Please check with the rangers at the park entrance for availability. For the protection of park resources, the gathering of wood, picking of flowers, and feeding of wildlife is prohibited. Please be aware that fire restrictions are in effect in Zion National Park. Smoking on trails, charcoal, and campfires are prohibited. Gas-fired and propane stoves are permitted. The discharge of fireworks is prohibited at all times within the park. As you enter Zion National Park from the east entrance, you will be driving through 6 miles of designated wilderness. Rocks and wildlife could be present on park roads. Please be alert and observe park speed limits. When viewing wildlife, do not stop in the roadway. Always use designated pullouts. As you explore the wonders of Zion, please remember to be safe and to help protect your national park. Approximately 13 miles west on State Route 9, tune in again to 1610 AM for more park information. You're listening to KOJ 788.